This is Casey Ferguson from The Casey Ferguson Show, live on location at Pleasure Island, Kingston's adult fun store, located at 1257 Midland Ave in Kingston, Ontario. Joined, as always, by the lovely Uli Peterson. How are you, Uli?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm not too bad. Haven't had a whole lot of summer fun. How about yourself?
Not really. We're in the midst of planning our big expansion for the next 2-3 weeks. It's going to be a little bit of a mess here, but it'll be great after.
Well, this isn't your first one. You've expanded before, right?
Yeah, we moved from our 1200 square foot location on Bath Road to this one, 3600, and now we're adding another 1,000 square foot onto it.
So going to be a lot more products in the store and whatnot?
A little bit more products and just reorganizing everything just to kind of give people more space to roam around.
Well, nothing wrong with that. You got any big plans for Labor Day?
Nope, just after all my work is done with the expansion, I'm just going to put my feet up and do nothing.
Dynamite! You have a newsletter, correct?
Yes, we do. You can sign up to the newsletter on our website at kpleasureisland.com, top left corner, and that way everybody gets our newsletter once a month.
Outstanding, and you're also on social media, of course?
Of course. Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, all these kinds of sites.
Superb.
Your customer service here. I know this is a big thing that I love when I come here, and it's really the big catalyst for your expansion, right?
It certainly is. Everybody loves the customer service that we are offering. We are really here to help our customers find what they're looking for, giving them ideas, giving them advice, giving them different options, all those kinds of things. Anything to really help them to spice things up.
Well, it's really all about communication, right?
A lot of it is. People do still have a little bit of a hesitation of sometimes coming out and actually saying it. But it really is, like you said, it's more about communicating with us so we can help them. And that's only workable with communication. If they tell us what they're looking for, what they're interested in, then we can help them find that certain product.
Well, that's the thing. You're not here to judge. I mean, this is, it's a retail store.
Last thing we want to do is judge. Everybody has their own favorite, which is also good because otherwise we only have one product in the store and that would make it very boring.
Absolutely. Let's talk communication a little bit more here. Like, I always find that some people, and I guess it really translates to here and the sort of end user experience, and that some people just have a hard time telling their partner what they want or what they want to try. And I think people need to be a little bit more open with each other. Like, I don't know why people are so guarded. You know what I mean?
I think it's sometimes also just a matter of finding the words for it. They just don't know, especially coming to a store and actually talking to a salesperson about it. It's something different if you talk to your partner and you can just blurt it out. If you go to a store, you want to sound a little bit more professional, I guess. And I think that's a matter of not knowing how to express themselves. And sometimes that also goes into the relationship. They just don't know really how to say things. Again, we are here to help in any which way we can.
Well, and I guess in a way you would think that it would work almost in reverse, whereas maybe they don't know how to explain to their partner. Or I suppose that would be some of the cases at least. So they could come in and I guess pick the brain of your incredible staff here and say, well, you know, I'm thinking about doing this. I don't know what you call that or whatever, but I want to bring it up and see if he or she wants to do that. And then, of course, you have the products to aid in that, right?
Of course we do. That's definitely not an issue. We can even kind of advise them of maybe a different product to ease into whatever they're looking for to make it not as scary, if you want to say it that way. So it's really just a matter of giving them that information that they just don't know how to get otherwise.
Fantastic. Well, what's been a big seller here over the course of the summer? I mean, I'm kind of curious because, like I said, I haven't had any summer fun, so I'm kind of curious as to what Kingston's up to out there.
Well, one of our best sellers right now is actually a rabbit from California Exotic. It's called Embrace, and it has a rotating head that caresses the G-spot. That is kind of a very popular model. It's rechargeable, 100% medical graded silicone, comes with a 1-year warranty, and it's only $84.99.
Outstanding. Well, now can you find me someone I can use it on?
Well, not so much. That's not what we are here for.
God dang it. I thought we were friends, Uli.
Only when it comes to products I can help you out any which way.
All right, you ready for my dirty joke?
Of course I am.
This is a good one. What do you call a virgin on a waterbed?
don't know.
Cherry float.
Okay.
And we'll leave it at that. All right, folks, I'll be back next month. And Uli, I reckon we'll be able to talk about Halloween. You got all kinds of sexy costumes here. So just saying, folks, start thinking about what you're going to wear in the bedroom or maybe out to that Halloween party. Talk to you soon, folks.
Shut up and pleasure me.